why do we need a Sabbath rest? And in 7 or 8 minutes, I'm going to tell you how. So hold on, okay? A visitor last week told me, they said, you know, the closer it gets to the time to go, the faster you talk. I said, that's true. Here we go. The exhausting pace of our lives wears down our God-born mind. Most of us, the Lord's Day would be the best day to rest because Christianity's past influence on our culture has made the weekend what the time is most people have off. So as Christians, we ought to make the most of it. And we should forget our regular labors and focus on things that recreate our bodies. You say, in our minds and our souls. What is that? Well, recreation nowadays in 21st century America is hedonistic pleasure pursuit. I mean, people, they've got to be doing all kinds of stuff, and they're exhausted. Monday morning, they walk in like this because they were at the lake all weekend, just worn out. Do you know what recreation really was originally? Recreation. It was having a day of the week where you could spend a long time at a meal, talking to your family, getting to know people in an unhurried way. I recently addressed a group of parents, and I said, you know what would be neat? For you to take a two-hour time at your meal and spend time reading the Word and in front of your children, blessing your wife scripturally, and then praying over each one of your children. And someone came up to me immediately when I got done, and they looked at me and they said, my family could never do that. We could never eat for 2 hours. Never. I said, really? Another one came up to me and said, we only eat 2 meals a month at our house. They eat all their meals in restaurants. Great. They're loaded. Read the Bible there. You know what I mean? Spend time. I mean, if you're going to live in a restaurant, take your Bible in. You know, maybe you have to tip a little bit more. I don't know. But just spend time, because the exhausting pace of our lives wears down our minds. And God says you need a time to, as a family, pull back and focus. And I don't mean once on the five-year reunions. I mean on a weekly basis. You know, the definition of family has changed. In God's Word, a family was a group of people who shared their lives. Today, a family is a group of people who live in isolation in the same house. 58% of all young people have a television in their room. What a horrible thing. So they get to choose between you and the TV. Which do you think's more interesting? Which do you think's easier to talk to? Not you. You might disagree with them. The television. You see what we've done? We have a group of people living in a house that don't share life together. They don't even share meals together. Finally, not only do we need rest because of the exhausting pace of the world that wears down the Godward mind, but the inescapable media of our world is constantly neutralizing our Godward mind. Has it troubled you yet that according to those who track these things, teenagers will watch 50 movies a year in the theater and watch another 50 on video, and 80% of them will be PG-13 or R-rated? Does that trouble you? Troubles me. I just told you a minute ago that now I have a personal philosophy that I won't watch the previews. They'll offend me too much. I won't be able to stay for the movie. I told my children, I said, if you go with groups of people, spend extra time at the popcorn thing. Don't go in during the previews. Miss the first minute of the movie, but don't watch the filth before it starts. That's not what I sent you for. It seems like most movies are continuing their slide in the direction of violence, nudity, objectionable language. Most blockbuster movies have to have all three. And the tendency in this direction doesn't even elicit a yawn in our culture. It's like, let it go. It's amazing. And then the toys that come with those things. I was reading in one paper, Starship Troopers, I don't even know what it was, but it was a science fiction movie 2-3 years ago. It was filled with violence, nudity, and objectionable language, and these alien bugs impaled, beheaded, and ate the brains of humans. And yet, the Starship Trooper toys were the biggest hit at Toys R Us. Because unknowing grandparents and parents, who never have time to watch these grisly science fiction movies, bought the toys and gave them out, which were linked to the movie with the wickedness